And back in this country, if you thought your hometown was feeling patriotic this 4th of July, just wait until you hear about Seward, Nebraska. In the 1970s, Congress dubbed Seward America's 4th of July city, and around town, Clark Coulterman is known as Mr. 4th of July. He's helped plan the party in Seward for almost 50 years, and when we spoke recently, he started by telling me more about his hometown.
Well, Seward is just 20 miles west of Lincoln. Sometimes people call it a bedroom community, but we like to think of Lincoln as the bedroom community to Seward. For a population of around 7,000, it's a college town, the home of Concordia University, but we also have manufacturing and just the best of both worlds.
Small town America.
It is.
Seward has been honoring America's birthday every year since 1868. What's the history there?
Yes. In 1868, 1 year after the founding of Seward, the founding fathers decided we need to have a celebration on the 4th of July, and they hurriedly put together a small celebration where the square is now. They had dug a well. They had put a podium up on the well. They had people give speeches. Some of the ladies made a flag. And we still have that flag today. It's now framed in our museum. Hmm. It didn't even have the right amount of stars because they didn't know how many stars to put in. They weren't sure how many states there were even.
Really?
But this year is the 149th annual celebration in Seward, but it's our 150th birthday in Seward. Next year, we're going to have the sesquicentennial for the 4th of July celebration.
All right, so you'll have even more fun then.
Right.
Tell me what you have in store this year, 2017.
Beginning in the morning at 7:30, we traditionally kick it off with a thing called the anvil firing. And the anvil firing is an old colonial custom before we had fireworks where the village blacksmith would take two anvils, stack them together and put gunpowder between them, and then take a hot rod and ignite the gunpowder and put off this cannon-like sound, followed by a prayer service. And then we have a host of activities at various sites throughout the day.
So you are Mr. 4th of July. You're the person who's responsible for making all of this happen. Are you planning all of this?
No, that's not right?
You don't want to take all the credit?
No, exactly. I don't dare take all the credit. We're all volunteers, and we've been doing it for many years. This is my 48th 4th of July celebration working on this committee. Started when I was in high school, if you can imagine. And it's the committee that really makes this labor of love work out so well.
Yes, of course. The Mr. 4th of July does have to be humble as well. Right? why do they call you Mr. 4th of July, though?
Oh, because I work on it a lot during the year. I'm always looking for a new travel log, or I'm looking for another aspect. For example, several years ago, we started a pole vaulting competition in downtown Seward. It's called a street vault. Mm. That's right in the middle of one of our brick streets, downtown Seward. And then this year we're adding a shot put competition. And that's right in front of the brewery. So you can get refreshed after you had a workout, I guess.
I think I'm going to have to come down. 1979, a resolution in the U.S. Congress named your town, Seward, America's official 4th of July city, which makes me think, okay, that's a lot of pressure, right?
Well, politically, our official title is America's 4th of July City, Small Town, USA. But we always sort of forget that little tag at the end sometimes. We don't always add that. You know, every community has an identity. You know, one of our communities in Nebraska is the Czech capital. Ogallala is the cowboy capital. And 50 years ago, we were looking, what could be our identity? And so we've taken on this identity of red, white, and blue. And as a result, it's the 4th of July in Seward every day. The street banners are red, white, and blue. The water tower is red, white, and blue. The police badges are red, white, and blue. The trucks and the insignias are all red, white, and blue. So we carry this theme throughout the year, even though it's a one-day 4th of July event.
Well, we're celebrating 241 years of the United States today. Yes. We are in interesting times. How do you feel about how our country is doing today?
You know, it's just like a family. You have all kinds of interesting characters in your family, and you have to deal with those characters. And sometimes it takes a lot more patience than other times. In the Midwest, though, I think we're still a very patriotic, loyal to the country, loyal to the ideals of the United States. I think you'll see the people still want to rise and respect the flag. You know, regardless of who is in office, they're going to respect the office as they pass by in the parade. And so there are issues and there are protests, but we're sort of united on that one 4th of July day.
Yeah. Let's take the day to celebrate where we came from, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Mr. 4th of July, Clark Coulterman from Seward, Nebraska. We'll have to get out there Clark, thank you. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you. Spend the 4th in Seward.